The second day is very is almost identical to the first day. The only difference is in the very the end, the last bar, and it's because the C section goes to the sixth chord. Now you'll notice on the push pin sheet, I circled the three chord in the A section at bar five, and I also circled the sixth chord, the first bar of the C section. All right, why did I do that? Because this is macroscopically how I remember the changes of this tune. All right, I remember that it's broad stroked 1/6 2/5s, and I also remember the key spots for me are the fact that it goes to the three chord first, and then in the C section it goes to the sixth chord. It just helps me remember where the C section is, and I used to get confused there, so I don't know. I just decided that I needed to remember when are we moving to the three chord and when are we moving to the sixth chord. So that may just be an idiosyncratic thing there. But the C section moves to the sixth chord, which is G minor. Before we get there, we're going to create a 2/5 of it. So the ending of the A section is A half diminished to D7. And then we move to our G minor. And then what is this 4 minor business? E flat minor to A flat 7. Well, that's a harmonic device that's found in many tunes. You know, Stella by Starlight is one of them that comes to mind. It's in this same key. That's why it comes to mind. But a lot of tunes have a 4 minor. You know, I could digress on that, but I won't. So this is just a way of delaying the resolution from the 6th chord back to the 1 chord. All right? And then, of course, to take us out, the rest of the C section is macroscopically 6, and then 2, 5, 1. Let me give you a sample of what this would sound like if I only played the push pins. Can you get away with only playing the push pins, you know, on this song without any of the other harmonic embellishments? Well, let's find out. I think you probably could. Da 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 da. Almost perfectly. There was one little, it was like a sixth, the A note over C minor that sounded a little interesting, but otherwise it fit perfectly. So now I demonstrated to you how the push pins can help you. So the point I'm trying to make is think macroscopically of a tune before you think microscopically. Think big picture on this. So big picture, again, I would say 1/6 2/5s, but I also think that it goes to 3 first, the chord I circled, and a 6 later, the chord I circled by the C section. All right, the rest is just filling in. You know, let's take this big picture to a different key. All right, so we talked about going in major thirds. You could go in major thirds or minor thirds. Since we did major thirds before, let's do minor thirds. Meaning, I'm going to pick a key that's completely unrelated to B flat, like D flat, all right?